house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David at the place that David had prepared. On the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, he began to build on the second day in the second month of the fourth year of his reign. Now these are the foundations which Solomon laid for building the house of God, the length in cubits according to the old standard was 60 cubits, and the width 20 cubits. The porch which was in front of the house was as long as the width of the house, 20 cubits, and the height 20. And inside he overlaid it with pure gold. He overlaid the main room with juniper wood and overlaid it with fine gold. And he ornamented it with palm trees and chains. Further, he overlaid the house with precious stones, and the gold was gold from Parthenon. He also overlaid the house with gold, the beams, the thresholds, and its walls and doors. And he carved cherubim on the walls. Then he made the room of the most holy place, its length across the width of the house was 20 cubits, and its width was 20 cubits. And he overlaid it with fire, 600 talents. The weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold. He also overlaid the upper rooms with gold.
Cherubim in the room of the most holy place and overlaid them with gold. The wingspan of the cherubim was 20 cubits, the wing of one of 5 cubits. Touched the wall of the house and its other wing of 5 cubits. Touched the wing of the other. Of these cherubim extended 20 cubits, and they stood on their feet facing the main room. He made the veil of violet, purple, crimson, and fine linen, and he worked cherubim into it. He also made two pillars for the front of the house, 35 cubits high, and the capital on the top of each was 5 cubits. He made chains in the inner sanctuary and placed them on the tops of the pillars. And he made 100 pomegranates and placed them on